Unless there's a last-minute reprieve, the state of Missouri will carry out its second execution of the year tonight. Marcellus Williams was sentenced to death in 2001 for the murder of Felicia Gale, a former newspaper reporter, in her home in a St. Louis suburb. Williams' conviction was based on the testimonies of his drug-addicted ex-girlfriend and a fellow inmate, neither of whom were eyewitnesses to the murder. Williams has always claimed his innocence. After a series of appeals, an execution date was originally set for January 2015, but Williams sought a stay of execution to allow for DNA testing. Erica Hunzinger is a criminal justice, politics, and education editor for St. Louis Public Radio. She's been following the case.
He's convicted of, in 1998, stabbing a former St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter 43 times in her home in suburban St. Louis, and also for taking her purse and her husband's computer. He was convicted and sentenced to death. And he's also serving life sentences for robbery, and he's got 30 years concurrent on a couple different charges in the crime itself, too.
The trend in the last two decades since this crime has been to make it harder to reopen cases, but his attorneys say there's new evidence in the case.
That's correct. The state Supreme Court back in 2003 upheld his conviction, but in 2015, the state Supreme Court actually allowed a stay of execution for new DNA testing. That DNA testing was filed last week with the state Supreme Court, and what the attorney says is that the new evidence shows that what's on the knife does not match Williams, and they had two separate DNA experts both come to that conclusion.
What do the prosecutors who put him away in the first place say?
St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough, he's known nationally for his role in the grand jury that didn't indict Darren Wilson and Michael Brown's shooting death. I talked with him yesterday, and he says that the last-minute push is misleading and that the requests for stays are wrong. Essentially, he told me yesterday that no scientist would back up that new DNA evidence and says it just wasn't sufficient. There wasn't a sufficient quantity or quality to identify or exclude anyone.
Has Missouri faced the same problem as many other states with the drugs that are used in executions? I understand this would be the second execution this year.
That's correct. And that's a decrease from what they've had in the past couple years. When it comes to execution drugs in Missouri, they use a one-drug protocol. It's pentobarbital. That hasn't seemed to have the issues that midazolam in Oklahoma and Ohio caused a couple years ago. Pentobarbital seems to be pretty effective. The one thing about pentobarbital, at least in Missouri, is that it's not clear the source of it. The state keeps that a secret, and even though death row inmates and media outlets have tried to get the state to reveal that information, they will not.
The clock is now becoming Marcellus Williams' enemy. His execution is scheduled for this evening. What's possible legally to keep him out of the death chamber?
There are two things in the works right now. We're still waiting on the U.S. Supreme Court to decide on the request for a stay of execution that was filed by Williams' attorney. And at the same time, the Midwest Innocence Project has asked Governor Eric Greitens for clemency, and they also want to have him appoint a board of inquiry into the new DNA evidence. Those things haven't come through yet. Governor Greitens' spokesman told me yesterday that he would not actually have a statement until after the Supreme Court has ruled.
Erica Hunzinger from St. Louis Public Radio has been covering the case of Marcellus Williams. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Ray.